What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Cavs 137-115 winners over the Atlanta Hawks, a team that had given them a little bit of a fit earlier in the season, but not at all last night. They jumped out to a 10-point lead in the first quarter, and then just by the time they hit that third quarter, so Atlanta played a decent second quarter, but that third quarter they outscored them 39-21, and boom, it was like they just put it into another gear after the break. I know, is that the way you saw it last night, Jeff?
I couldn't get past Quinn Snyder's glasses, so I really can't tell you.
That was it. You got hooked, and that was the end of it?
It's like, the heck is that guy wearing?
You are such a fashionista. Mobley 16 last night, Garland 26,
Quinn
Mitchell,
has relatives
24.
In Worcester.
By the way. Oh, he does? And now they're probably not going to listen to the show because of you?
Don't think they ever listened anyway.
How do you know? By the way, our signal booms, man. There are some times where this is the over-the-air signal. I was driving to, where was I? Was in Pennsylvania. What little dumpy town was I in? God,
wow, I'm way to get listeners in that nice little town in Pennsylvania.
I heard the signal.
What dumpy town was I in?
Across the board. It's not that the town was dumpy. It was the ice rink I was in. It was super dumpy.
Oh, way to catch yourself.
It was, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But I hit the border. I went over like was it Pymatuning Lake over there? And boom, I could still hear us.
But you can also take us anywhere that you go across the country with the Odyssey app.
That's true.
And it's free right there on your phone.
And I don't even have to worry about the signal when I do that, do I?
Nope.
Wow. You've really made my day. Thank you.
That's what we aim to do.
I'm going to be positive for the rest of the day on everything that I talk about. How's that sound? Wouldn't that be just sunshine and rainbow day here at 92.3 The Fan?
And lollipops.
Evan Mobley's an all-star, Jeff. You've said it since the day he walked in the door, the importance he has for this franchise and what he means to it and what he could mean to it.
He's the difference between this team perhaps becoming a championship caliber team and being pretty good.
Tell me about his growth. Tell me why you think he is in that right direction.
Have you noticed him be more aggressive with the basketball?
I'm
going to the hoop now. Watch me. And better yet, try to stop me. And you can't. The guy has some real good offensive skills. He's not Giannis. Okay? Could he be Giannis? Maybe one day. I don't know.
He was compared to Kevin Garnett this morning. I heard someone compare him to Kevin Garnett.
Well, I think that's a better comparison than Giannis. I do. I think Evan has the potential to become a Hall of Fame caliber player. I think he has that type of potential. It's not quite there yet. His outside shot's better. Andy, you draft a guy who's 6'11", 3 overall. you better be right and better think that he's the guy. He's the guy I wanted in that draft. And I'm glad they got him, because you can't find guys like that. 6'11 guys with skills are tough to find. And when you get one, you build a system around him and you make it work. And that's what Kenny Atkinson has done a better job of than J.B. Bickerstaff did. And to me, that's the biggest difference with this team this year. Twofold. On the roster, it's the way Evan has played. And scheme, it's the way that Kenny Atkinson has schemed it up. Not just for Evan, but I think Evan's a key part of that.
What happened in the offseason to make him be empowered, I think, to be a more physical player? Yeah, to be more physical, to be more aggressive, to be that player that the Cavaliers have wanted him to be.
I think he's just maturity, Andy. That's part of it.
It's just an age thing?
Well, part of it. And you also have a coach who's put in a different system that I think allows him the space needed for a 6'11 guy to do his thing. I mean, that guy takes one step from the free throw line, he's halfway to the basket. You know what I mean? And if you're running pick and roll all the time, does that accentuate his skills? Probably not. Stan Van Gundy made a great comment last night. And by the way, I love listening to our buddy BA2 and Stan Van Gundy last night.
The other BA.
Stan's outstanding and he's fun. And Stan said something and I thought, thank you, Stan. There was one play and it was in the third quarter, because I quit watching after that because the Cavs were just drilling them. And Donovan Mitchell had the ball. And Donovan's heading down floor. And Evan just sprinted to the basket. Every person who coached basketball and had a big guy before 1990 said, big guys, run to the rim. Run to the rim. And Evan ran to the rim, and Donovan's like, hey, here we go. Boom. Hit the big guy with a pass. He put it in the basket. And Stan just said, oh, my God, it's so great to see a big guy running to the rim instead of running out to the three-point line and setting up for a shot. Thank you, Stan. And that's one of the things that Kenny Atkinson has done here, Andy. He's just, hey, you're a big guy. Be a big guy. But let's add some of these other skills and allow those to flourish as well. I just think Evan's on his way. And just like with Darius, when he was a rookie and people were calling in screaming and saying, this guy's no good. And, you know, the analytics, remember that? The analytics that year showed that Darius was like among the worst players in the NBA. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
People were screaming.
Yes.
Oh, no, what a bust. This is like, folks, he played 5 games since high school. 5 games in college. Leave him alone. Let him figure it out. Well, Evan was, what, 20? When he got to the Cavs, 21, I even forget what he was, 20 or 21. Give him a little time. And the Cavs put a system in place that allowed the young guys to figure it out, to mature a little bit, and become what they are now. Well done.
It makes you wonder, especially with Mary Kay Cabot coming up at 11, can we take a lesson from the Cavaliers and apply it to the Browns about patience sometimes? I mean, we knew that there was potential for these guys. And now, I mean, we've seen bits and pieces of it. We've seen it grow every year. Now that you're at this point where, you know, you're flirting with the best record in the NBA every night.
Well, other than a change of quarterback, the Browns haven't really done that, have they?
Be patient, or?
I think they're showing more patience than they've shown in a long time right now.
Well, from the front office, for sure.
Yeah, and which means from ownership.
Yeah, and what's funny is, if you would ask me in the beginning, you know, you look at a Dan Gilbert organization, there wasn't a whole lot of patience in the beginning, right? Other than LeBron. Like, everything around LeBron didn't have a ton of patience around it until they kind of settled in the second time. Because, you know, LeBron 1.0, they were constantly tinkering with the lineup, trying to figure out who could help this guy. And then we all sit here and go, oh, my, I can't believe they made an NBA Finals with that lineup. Well, they made it with LeBron, and then guys that could give him a chance to rest for a second. I we brought up Evan Mobley. Let's talk about Darius Garland for a second. I know you want to take a little bit of a victory lap on that, and I'm not.
No,
I don't think you're.
No victory lap.
That's
not
who you are.
No, but. what's a victory lap? People were overreacting.
Telling people to be patient.
Yeah, well, that's not a victory lap. That's just common sense. I mean, people were moronic when they were calling us his rookie year and he wasn't playing the way that people wanted him to play. Now, those were just moronic comments. You can't figure it out. These are really young guys. Darius had played 5 games since high school, and people wanted to say he was a bust. That's as stupid can get.
Look at you just dropping wisdom left and right.
Well, Andy, it's just common sense.
No, it's just, I mean, there's no patience, Jeff.
How can you say
that's what sports is today? No patience.
Well, how can somebody say that somebody's a bust after he played 5 games in college and he comes into the league off of an injury and he's a rookie? That's just silly.
It'd be the same as Kyrie Irving, wouldn't it? Kyrie, the same thing. If Kyrie would have had a slow start, it would have been the same scenario. Same argument.
Oh, it might have been.
Kyrie barely played any college basketball, right?
Barely. He played 11 games, I believe.
Okay, so 6 more.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike is in Lyndhurst. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I'm really excited about the Darius Garland making his second All-Star game because, you know, if you look back, I think it was the 2019 draft. Everyone was in on Zion. He was the consensus to be the number one for months. Obviously, his career is not going where we all thought it was. I would make a case that Garland is more effective than R.J. Barrett. DeAndre Hunter, maybe the exception will be Ja, but you look back and we arguably got Garland, you could have argued, maybe goes second in that draft.
Let's put it this way for sure, Mike. There was nobody taken after Darius in that draft who you're looking at now and thinking, oh my God, the Cavs missed the boat.
Yeah, I agree. And Jeff, I got one question for you. I know your thoughts on the Mitchell trade. Yes, we gave up a lot. I know your thoughts on our backcourt, but if Dean Wade and can make up for that wing play and Okoro and maybe a little bit of Tyson, does that change your mind? Does it make you a little more optimistic that this team could go further than you once thought?
I don't know that this team has a ceiling on it, Mike. All I know is that historically in the NBA, teams that are anchored by two small guards don't usually win titles. And if the Cavs are going to do that, they're going to break a mold. Isaiah and Dumars. That's the one that comes to mind right away. And that's why I think Evan Mobley is such a vital part of this team. And I think he can make up for that. I like Dean Wade. I think Dean is a good player. He's a good shooter, and his defense is underrated. And other than that, I think you need some guys on the wing. And I like Jalen Tyson. I don't know if he's not more of like a hybrid point guard, hybrid shooting guard. Because he's 6'6". I kind of think he handles the ball so well that he could be your third guard, something like that.
Good, Mike.
Oop, down good the road.
Mike. Thank you.
Down the road.
All right, Mike. Thank you. Appreciate it. 216-474-0092. 216 474-0092. Were you a little surprised last night with the 137-115 win that, you know, they were able to just kind of put it into overdrive? And maybe it was because Darius had the night off the night before, but I mean, it was a back-to-back, you know, and they were in Miami the night before, which is never easy for any team, let alone the Cavaliers, and that how dominant they looked last night in a game where people might have said, ah, you know, they had a nice win the night before, and maybe that's just not this team. And maybe is there a possibility that the announcement that these guys were going to be All-Stars, does that actually boost the team? Is there a reality to that?
I don't think so. Atlanta was a little beat up. That doesn't take away from a good win. I mean, they lost, what, Johnson for the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they lost one of their key guys. Look, the Cavs are doing what they're supposed to do. If they have a team that is down and ready to be put away, they're usually putting them away. And when they're playing good teams, they're usually playing good basketball. I mean, they're doing. I mean, they're 39-9. I mean, what really more can you do? They've been in a stretch where they lost some games.
I'm just saying.
How about beating Boston in June?
Yeah, I agree. I know that June's more important than Tuesday, but is it important? Like I said last night.
Unfortunately, to me, the entire key to this whole thing right now, Andy, they have shown right now that they are in the conversation for being one of the best teams in the playoffs. I mean, there's no question. I mean, how can you ignore 39-9? You can't.
No.
What they are is in contention to win the NBA title. Now what they have to do the rest of the way, just stay healthy. Get this team to the playoffs and see what it can do. That you want to tinker with it a little bit? All right, go ahead. But they're not going to make any major moves. I mean, they'd be silly to make major moves until you see what happens in the playoffs. If you go to the playoffs and you get knocked out in the first or second round, This team won't be back next year. They'll naturally change it up, which is what NBA teams do. And you know, it's not anything drastic. That's what NBA teams do. And if they go deep, well, they'll roll it out again and tinker with it again. Just, you know, a little tinker here and there.
I clearly these Boston games are a big deal for the NBA because you've got Boston again on Tuesday. That's here. That's on national TV, and then they play them again at the end of the month. February 28th, they play at Boston. And it's interesting to look at ticket. I know you don't get into this, but it's
a hot
ticket.
You're the ticket man, Andy.
Well, I just think it's a hot ticket. It's a hot ticket here, and it's a hot ticket there. It's unusual for, you know, a Cavalier game to have tickets as low as, I don't know, maybe anything under 30 is probably low. Tickets for the Boston game next week on Tuesday night are going as low as 42, according to ESPN. Then the game in Boston, tickets as low as 154. It looks like a get-in for that game in Boston is 154. That's at the end of the month. That's February 28th. Okay. We talked about the NBA. We've got into the All-Stars. Mary Kay Cabot, speaking of All-Stars, got to see some college All-Stars over the last couple days at the Senior Bowl. What did she see? What do we need to know as Browns fans about trying to turn this thing around when it comes to football in this town? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3, The Fan.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Hey, Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.